Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is a beacon of growth and stability for the world. Highlights government's focus on ease of living, skill development and employment. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says government is committed to bring fiscal deficit below 4.5% by 2025-26. Death toll rises to 110 in landslides at Wayanad in Kerala. Relief and rescue operations underway. In Paris Olympics, Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh bag second medal for India with bronze in 10-meter air pistol mixed team event. Indian hockey men's team beats Ireland 2-0 to lead Pool B. And in cricket, will Sri Lanka win the toss and elect a field against India in third and final T20 match at Palikele. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reiterated that government has given special focus on ease of living, skill development and employment. He was addressing the inaugural session of Journey Towards Viksit Bharat, a post-Union Budget 2024-25 conference in New Delhi. Mr. Modi assured that special focus is also on MSMEs, which generates employment. He added that the government is ensuring ease of living and quality of life for all its citizens. He said the country's GDP is growing at 8% and the day is not far when it will become the third largest economy globally.
आज भारत 8% की रफ्तार से ग्रो कर रहा है. आज हम सभी डिस्कस कर रहे हैं जर्नी टवर्ड्स विकसित भारत. ये बदलाव सिर्फ सेंटिमेंट्स का नहीं है, ये बदलाव कॉन्फिडेंस का है. आज भारत दुनिया की पांचवी सबसे बड़ी आर्थिक ताकत है और वो दिन दूर नहीं जब भारत दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी इकोनॉमी पावर बन जाएगा.
Mr. Modi said today India's policy, dedication, determination and decisions are attracting the whole world to invest in the country. He said India is a beacon of growth and stability for the world. Mr. Modi highlighted that the speed and scale at which the government is building infrastructure is unprecedented. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that India will be a developed nation by 2047, in which PM Gati Shakti will be a game changer. Addressing the session of Journey Towards Viksit Bharat, a post-Union Budget 2024-25 conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal said the country will be a 35 trillion economy at that time.
When we talk of an India which is a developed nation by 2047, when we talk of an India which is a $30 trillion plus economy, my personal bet is it will be a $35 trillion economy by 2047.
Mr. Goyal emphasized that the government is committed to development in the health, education, infrastructure and digital sector. The minister said that the government made industrial parks for the economic boom and invited the whole world to invest in India. The day-long conference organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, aimed at presenting the outline for the government's larger vision for growth and the industry's role in this endeavor. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today emphasized that government is complying with fiscal deficit trajectory and will bring it down to below 4.5% by 2025-26. Ms. Sitharaman was replying to the discussion on the Union Budget 2024-25 and the Budget for Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha today.
I had promised in this House that the government would endeavour to attain fiscal deficit to GDP level below 4.5% by the year 25-26, from an unprecedented high of 9.2% in 2020-2021. We are complying by that fiscal deficit trajectory given by me. Even today, this year, we have clearly given 4.9 as the fiscal deficit. So we are keeping our word on that.
Ms. Sitharaman said India is the fastest growing economy post-COVID. She said everyone should work together to build a Viksit Bharat by 2047. She pointed out that Indian economy is shining like a bright spot even after the COVID pandemic. The finance minister pointed out that the budget allocation for the Department of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare was only 21,934 crore rupees in 2013-14. She emphasized that this has increased to 1.23 lakh crore rupees, which is an increase of 5 times. She added that more than 3.2 lakh crore rupees have been disbursed to over 11 crore farmers under PM Kisan since its launch. On the issue of unemployment, Ms. Seetharaman claimed that the NDA government created 12.5 crore jobs in the last 10 years in comparison to 2.3 crore jobs created by the UPA government in 10 years. She added that employment opportunities have increased in the last decade and it has increased from 34% in 2014 to 51% in 2025. Earlier participating in the discussion, Devendra Singh of BJP said, "This budget will take the country towards inclusive growth." Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party said, "This year's budget is silent about unemployment and development of rural areas." Amra Ram of CPIM alleged that the union budget has no concrete provisions to address the concerns of farmers, soldiers, women and the poor. Rajesh Verma of LJP Ram Vilas said, "Through this budget, efforts have been made to empower the youth, women, poor and farmers." Saptagiri Shankar Ulaka of Congress alleged that it is a weak budget. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the Union Budget 2024-25 and Budget of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir 2024-25. Participating in the discussion, Praful Patel of NCP said, "The government has adopted a fiscal discipline approach and maintained the financial health of the country since 2014. Intervening in the discussion, Union Minister and BJP President JP Nadda asserted that the Union Budget is for inclusive growth and economic and social development of the country. Mr. Nadda added that infrastructure development is the focus of the budget along with job creation. Participating in the discussion, Dr. V. Shivadasan of CPIM alleged that this budget is against the federal spirit of the country. Priyanka Chaturvedi of Shiva Sena said she does not support the budget as it has nothing concrete for Maharashtra. The House is adjourned for the day. Prime Minister of Vietnam Pham Minh Chi will arrive in New Delhi tonight on a three-day state visit to India. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation including several ministers, deputy ministers and business leaders. On Friday, he will receive a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan. He will also visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. He will hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who will also host a luncheon in his honour. Prime Minister Xi is scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar is scheduled to call on the visiting Prime Minister. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. You're listening to Evening News. In Kerala, the death toll has reached 110 in the landslide that ravaged Wayanad earlier this morning. Relief and rescue operations by Army and Navy personnel are underway in the region. Our correspondent reports that state mourning has been declared in the state till tomorrow.
The Army, Navy and Air Force, along with the NDRF and other agencies, today launched a coordinated effort to save the lives of those hit by the landslide. IAF choppers conducted sorties to shift the seriously injured from Churalmala area to nearby hospitals. Army personnel ensured that many others were also shifted to safety by using ropes, pulleys and winches. The rescue efforts are continuing. The Army will be moving a set of Bailey Bridge and flood relief materials from Bengaluru to the mishap site. Three sniffer dogs are also being mobilized. It said around 150 persons were evacuated to safety from the affected area. Raj Mohan, Akashwari News, Kochi.
NDRF Deputy Commandant S. Shankar Pandyan said NDRF teams are conducting search and rescue operation at various locations in Wayanad.
As of now, the NDRF teams are deployed at various locations where the landslide has occurred in Wayanad, and even in Koligod there was suspected a landslide. So right now three teams of NDRF are there already in Wayanad. Some are in the moving stage and they are in transit right now. So we are working hard and there are some difficulties that we are facing right now. Recurrent landslides are due to the slope stability issues and continuous rainfall pours. It disturbs the stability of the terrain and all. It is a hardship on our part of taking over rescuing efforts is there, and we are doing our best. There have been difficulties in reaching places, but yet our troop has already reached.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences over the loss of lives in Wayanad. Prime Minister Modi has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of the kin of each deceased. In Jharkhand, relief and rescue operation after Howrah-Mumbai train accident has been completed. Two passengers were killed and 24 others injured following the derailment of 18 bogies of Howrah-Mumbai mail this morning between Barabambo and Karsawa railway station under Chakradharpur Railway Division. Stranded passengers were sent to their destination by a special train. The railway has announced an ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees to the next of the kin of the deceased. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued notices to Delhi Chief Secretary, Delhi Police Commissioner and Commissioner of Delhi Municipal Corporation over the deaths of three students due to drowning in the city. The commission asked them to submit a detailed report in the matter within 2 weeks. In Paris Olympics, Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh today bagged second medal for India with bronze in 10-meter air pistol mixed team event, while Indian hockey men's team defeated Ireland 2-0 to lead Pool B. More details from our correspondent who is covering the games in Paris.
Two in two for Manu Bhakar. The shooter has won her second consecutive medal for India in Chhatarpur in an unprecedented and remarkable showing. Manu, teaming up with Sarabjot Singh in the 10-meter air pistol mixed bronze medal match, defeated Lee Won-ho and Oh Ye-jin of South Korea 16-10. Manu is the first athlete from India after independence to win two medals at the same Olympics. The last time an Indian had achieved this feat was also in Paris in the year 1900 when Norman Pritchard claimed two medals in athletics. What an achievement. This is Sarabjot Singh's first Olympic medal. The duo spoke to Akashvani.
आप कभी भी प्लान करके रिकॉर्ड्स नहीं बना सकते हो, रिकॉर्ड्स नहीं तोड़ सकते हो, बस आप अपनी तरफ से बेस्ट कोशिश कर सकते हो, जितना भी आपने पोटेंशियल है, जितनी भी आपने मेहनत की है उसको मद्देनजर रखते हुए. तो हमने भी सेम किया, हम दोनों की भागीदारी काफी अच्छी साबित हुई और हम बहुत बहुत खुश हैं.
फोकस था और प्रेशर भी काफी ज्यादा था मेरे को, क्योंकि पहली बार ओलंपिक ऊपर से और मैं ब्रीदिंग बहुत ज्यादा कर रहा था उस टाइम पे और पानी काफी पी रहा था कि प्रेशर ना आए, बट मैंने काफी कंट्रोल में रखा मैच को.
मनु कैन गेट अ हैट्रिक ऑफ मेडल्स इफ शी ट्रायम्फ्स इन द 25-meter पिस्टल इवेंट. भजन कौर इज प्लेइंग इन हर फर्स्ट ओलंपिक्स एंड सर्वाइव द ऑनस्लॉट ऑफ हीट वेव एंड टू ग्रिटी ओपोनेंट्स टू मेक इट टू द राउंड ऑफ 16 इन द वुमेन्स इंडिविजुअल आर्चरी इवेंट एट द ब्यूटिफुल ऑफ वलीद कॉम्प्लेक्स. In other sports, the Indian hockey team easily defeated Ireland to remain unbeaten in the tournament and on course for a medal charge. The beautiful city of light has been lit up by the star Indian badminton duo of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty, seeded third. They beat the Indonesian pair of Fajar Alfian and Mohammad Rian Ardianto in straight sets in their final Group C match to go through to the quarterfinals by topping their group. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani from Paris.
In cricket, India were 102 for 5 wickets in 15 overs against host Sri Lanka in third and final T20 match at Palakkad International Cricket Stadium when reports last came in. Earlier, Sri Lanka won the toss and opted to bowl. India have already sealed the series by winning the first two games. After today's game, the two teams will move to Colombo for 3 one-day internationals. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe and South Interior Karnataka for tomorrow. The weather agency has made similar forecast for Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh to Thursday. According to IMD, the monsoon trough is active and south of its normal position at mean sea level. It will gradually shift northwards during the next 4 to 5 days. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is a beacon of growth and stability for the world. Highlights government's focus on ease of living, skill development and employment. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says government is committed to bring fiscal deficit below 4.5% by 2025-26. Death toll rises to 110 in landslides at Wayanad in Kerala. Relief and rescue operations underway. In Paris Olympics, Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh bagged second medal for India and with a bronze in 10-meter air pistol mixed team event. Indian hockey men's team beats Ireland 2-0 to lead Pool B. And in cricket, host Sri Lanka win the toss and elect to field against India in third and final T20 match at Palakkad. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.